This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, a look at why open source design systems are writing capital letter warnings into repo files to stop AI coding agents from using broken, outdated APIs.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
When you install Hero UI's React library into a fresh project today, its CLI automatically writes something directly into your repository's agents.md file.
It opens with STOP in capital letters, telling the agent that whatever it remembers about Hero UI React V3 is wrong for this project, and to always search docs and read before any task.
Why? Because roughly 30,000 stars of the library's old V2 and Next UI code sit inside every model's training data, against a V3 API that broke almost all of it.
So the AI writing your company's screens has memorized last year's version of your component library, and the people maintaining it now write it notes in capital letters.
That's actually called the strongest coercion artifact in Kayleigh Delamou Prajant's State of AI in Design System survey, published on September 1st, 2026.
The survey ran over 3 days in late July across 20 open source design systems, cataloging a total of 157 techniques maintainers built to argue with the AI writing their code.
And when you break down those 157 techniques into their 11 categories, validation loops top the whole list with 30 techniques present across all 20 design systems.
Outright prohibitions are right behind them, accounting for 26 techniques across 19 systems. If you look at Ant Design's Copilot instructions.md file, it reads like a rap sheet of what the model keeps inventing.
It names the exact components an agent hallucinates out of nowhere: container, stack, heading, box, sidebar, navbar, and icon button. And then it states flatly that Ant.exports exports none of them.
That really highlights a complete shift in purpose. The design system's job used to be teaching and onboarding a human developer who knew nothing about the library.
And now its primary job is arguing with an AI model that is already completely certain and completely wrong.
The stakes split depending on which side of the library you sit on. A human developer coming in fresh reads the docs, but a model brings a confident wrong answer baked in by whatever repos ran the previous version.
So if you maintain a component library, shipping a breaking change now means authoring and maintaining a second artifact whose only intended reader is a model.
And if you consume that library, the agent inside your code editor keeps importing a stack or a container your library never exported, until someone on the maintaining team writes the sentence telling it not to.
What I found remarkable in the survey is the category sitting right at the bottom of the table: design to code mapping.
It is the smallest category by far, with only 3 techniques across the entire corpus.
And Figma's own Code Connect isn't even included in those 3. That's a system-level integration that only 2 of the 20 systems in the survey, Carbon and Primer, actually wire in.
Adobe's React Spectrum S2 built its own mapping by hand instead. In its agent guide, it demotes Figma's DevMode MCP server to a reference, not a code generator, since it does not produce S2 output.
So Adobe substituted a handwritten table mapping Figma layer names to S2 props, filling in for the Code Connect mappings that Adobe has not published.
That brings us right back to the reliability gap an earlier pipeline analysis pointed out. Design systems need evals, not just rules, to close that gap, because a mapping nobody built cannot be followed either way.
Now, we have to be precise about what this survey can actually show versus what it can only suggest.
Dulumal Prejant explicitly calls the survey a dated snapshot, not a live index, captured over 3 days in late July across 20 open source systems.
It claims no more than what it counted: a census of what 20 maintainers wrote, not an experimental trial of whether that writing actually works.
Though 2 Pythos library studies do get closer to testing efficacy. One benchmark on knowledge conflicts from evolving APIs tested 270 real-world API updates.
Without structured documentation, generated code was executable only 42.55% of the time. But with structured documentation, that figure rose to 66.36%.
And a companion study,
LibEvoBench found that models are version oblivious by default. Simply naming a target version in the prompt does nothing. Only real structured documentation changes model output.
Now, neither of those studies touched a React library, let alone Hero UI-specific warning line. But when you read the design system's census against that research, a major claim becomes reachable.
That correcting a model's confident memory of last year's API, rather than onboarding a developer with no knowledge, has become the design system's central agent-facing job.
And that effort actually targets where agents look. A study on how coding agents discover and read documentation found that instruction files and an agent's working notes account for 60.5% of the documentation consults.
Compared to just 1.3% for formal API references, with most of those instruction files being read completely unprompted.
Pipeline traced that exact same split. Instructions change agent behavior even when a generated architecture tour doesn't, which echoes a July debate over what AI-ready design documents leave out.
We should also note that open-source design systems are unusually exposed to this problem because their old versions sit directly in public training data.
Right. A private, internal design system faces the opposite problem. The model has never seen it at all, so it needs a completely different fix than a note correcting a memory it does not have.
Which brings us back to those three design-to-code mapping techniques that do exist in the survey. Ant Design's rename table, Adobe's handwritten Figma-to-props table, and ChadCN/UI's registry as Oracle code mod.
Those three are much humbler than Code Connect. The rest of the 157 techniques are overwhelmingly the design system telling the model, in various tones of patience, that it is wrong.
And until the binding between a design file and the code it should become is more than three entries at the bottom of a table, that correcting job stays what it is now. Unglamorous, permanent, and paid for entirely by whoever ships the next breaking change.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.